Holmes is facing fresh sexual assault allegations. A woman's filed a lawsuit in New York against the US rapper, claiming she became pregnant. He's always denied all the accusations against him. At least 44 people have died and millions left without power after Hurricane Helene battered the US. Insurers say damage could run into billions of dollars. And an investigation found rogue airport meet and greet operators are stealing from cars, parking them in unsafe areas, and often speeding in them as well. Police at Heathrow say they've received 300 allegations over the past 2 years.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Manchester City will look to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League this lunchtime as they take on Newcastle at St James's Park. Just behind them, Arsenal and Chelsea have home games against Leicester and Brighton. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca hopes his side can maintain their good form.
It's also important to continue with that momentum. And this is the only thing that I really care. The rest, I will be happy, as I said, to share finally 3 points with the fans.
Celtic will aim to make it 6 wins in a row when they visit St Johnstone in the Scottish Premiership. And British boxer Sandy Ryan has had paint thrown over her ahead of a world title defence in New York. The contest went ahead at Madison Square Garden, but she lost her WBO welterweight belt to Michaela Meyer on a majority decision. Ryan claims to have been the victim of a setup.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo, the new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
A bright day across much of England with sunny spells, a chance of showers in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Feeling chilly with temperatures just a little below average for this time of year.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
What the hell? whatever you want. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
So that was the actual news. This is the news that wasn't in the news, that should have been in the news. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes. This is headline alone.
Right.
And we've discussed our characters. You're about to move house.
Yes.
You're about to inherit new neighbours. You're about to be the new neighbour. What are you looking for? Yeah, are you looking for... The cliché is the pie on the windowsill, isn't it? Would that make you think, I've moved to a good area? Would that make you think, here we go?
The problem is my husband and I want different things. My husband wants neighbours that will completely leave us alone and we never have to talk to them. Mm-hmm. Whereas I like the idea of neighbours where, you know, it's like having a glass of wine over the fence or, you know, sort of...
Lobbing it.
Smashing glasses of wine on their patio, leaving broken glass everywhere. That's my, you know, I like to cause a bit of upset in the neighbourhood. No.
Here's your Rioja. Whack.
We're moving to a new area where we don't know anyone, so I want nice neighbours we can be friends with, you know.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? I think I'm with your husband, except in the days of parcels and things. You do need to have a sort of base level relationship, don't you?
He works from home, though, see, he's always at home.
Oh, brilliant. And he's still not better than you at word games.
I know, weird, isn't it? He's got all that time.
Job. Here's the headline. This is what you're not looking for. Okay. My neighbours park so badly, I bought scarecrows to stop them blocking my drive.
Oh, God, the parking thing.
Yeah, exactly. I love all of it.
I bet you do as well. You'd be the guy who... there's a guy who lives on our street who has left rude notes on everyone's cars about how they park at different points. But you know what? There was a little bit of karma because a couple of years ago, they put up a 5G mast outside his house. And he put a note through everyone's door saying, will you sign a petition against this 5G mast? But what actually happened, all the neighbours were so upset with him being rude about our parking that we all got together and we wrote to the council and said how excited we were about our fast Wi-Fi that we were about to get. So...
wow. Well, you'll be sorry when he's closest to it and he can see the future.
Yeah.
Because that's what will happen. He'll be able to put a note on your car based on how you're going to park tomorrow. Because of the information he gets from that 5G mast.
Yeah.
I love the fact that... because it doesn't need to be scarecrows, does it? It's the key information here. If you just want to stop your neighbours parking in front of your drive, you put a bollard out there.
Yeah.
People put chairs. You get a traffic cone off the internet. I mean, scarecrows says, I'm not to be trusted.
Yeah, are there many crows driving cars around their neighbourhood? Is that the problem they have? Like, why scarecrows? There's a...
if someone puts a cone out, that says to me, you are the kind of person with the time and the will to buy a traffic cone off the internet. Mm. If you put a scarecrow outside your house, that says, this person
is deranged.
Will watch me while I sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
This person is going through my post. This person is posting foul things through my letterbox. You don't mess with someone who buys a scarecrow as their first port of call.
Yeah, they haven't gone cones, then barrier, then scarecrow. They've gone straight to scarecrow. And also, you can move a cone. Like, I wouldn't think twice about moving someone's cone. Just like, this idiot's got a cone there. But I'm not touching someone else's scarecrow.
No, just in case it's a person.
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine? You went to move it and it went, hello.
I think I'm going to buy a scarecrow just in case.
Oh,
seems a sort of good thing to have.
I've just got this image in my head, John, of you sitting, looking behind your curtain, just watching people approach the scarecrow. Come on.
There is some of that. I parked outside someone's house this week with my daughter and I could see her watching. And I said to my daughter, I said, that lady is going to approach us about the fact that we've parked on the street outside her house because they didn't want us to be upset. I said, I just want you to know now I've spotted her straight down the drive. Why are you parking there?
Oh, why do people think they own the road?
Exactly my words,
Angela.
That
really winds me up. It's like, sorry I'm parked in front of your house, but tough, buy a house with a drive next time.
Yeah, she's moving soon. There's 8 scarecrows outside her house now, waving with my face on them. We'll hear Angela's news that isn't news after this.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much.
John Richardson, Absolute Radio. We are discussing some of the stories that didn't make the news bulletin but probably should have. We've already discussed the hero of mine who put scarecrows outside her house to stop her neighbours parking there. If you've done anything like that, if you're a note writer, I want to. We might not discuss it on the show. I just want to hear about it personally. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Angela, what have you seen this week?
Well, I've seen something. It's not the most vegan-friendly story in the world, John, but it's that cheese dating back 3,600 years has been found in a Chinese tomb. And what really excites me about this is, I mean, that's some pretty mature cheese going on
that
there.
That is aged.
The tomb was dug up in 2003, and it's taken them 21 years to identify that this substance is cheese. So,
okay.
So,
well, that
I
was
don't...
my first thought, to be honest.
Yeah.
Isn't that what cheese is? Just something... It wasn't cheese when it went in, was it?
Well, it's probably milk when it went in, was it? Yeah. Well, they say it's been identified as kefir cheese. And at first they thought it was a piece of jewellery. And then they...
Oh.
I know. John, you've got a bit green. You're right.
Well, you know cheese is old when it's being mistaken first for rock.
Maybe that's a necklace. Oh, no, hang on. I mean, oh, dear, it's a shame this is morning radio because there's things I could say. But this cheese... Would you try it, John? If you weren't vegan, would you give it a little taste? The 3,600... Because I bet there's cheese snobs out there who'd love to get their hands on this, aren't there?
I would, yeah, I think I would. If it could sort of be tested just to say... Because when else can you say that?
Yeah.
When else can you say I've eaten 3,500-year-old cheese?
And also, John, let's be honest, I know you're vegan, but, I mean, that cow's long gone. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it may be vegan cheese, we don't know.
Yeah, I think we do. I bet it tastes better.
Do Do you think they were milking almonds 3,600 years ago? I think if I was going to go back to cheese, it would probably be for a mature cheddar or a bit of Danish blue rather than something that is potentially going to cause me serious problems.
Yeah.
Do you eat it?
No, God, no. No, no. I do like a mature cheese, and I like a... But 3,600 years, I think...
That's very mature.
Yeah. That's.
I'm going to go as far as to say... I don't think I'd eat anything found in a tomb.
Well, there is that element. It's the proximity to the dead body, I think, more than anything, actually.
Yeah.
That puts me off, rather than the age or the what the substance is. It's the fact it was hanging around the neck of a corpse.
I'd love to have it, though. I'd love to. It's the sort of thing I'd love to own, because I always say to my daughter, like, the one thing the school can never teach you is what we don't know.
Yeah.
Because they could only teach you things we do know, but actually what we don't know is more interesting, because that's what you all end up doing for a job, is trying to find stuff. And just the image of someone having a nice cheese board 3,500 years ago, sometimes I think, oh, we're moving too fast. And then you see stuff like that, you think, we're not moving at all.
Yeah, still doing it. We're still having... Well, although I don't know if we're getting buried with it round our necks now, but, you know.
That's it. That's what I think. What do you want to be buried with? Something from your loved ones, or perhaps your dog's collar? Nah. Bit of cheese.
It's like, if I'm going, I'm taking that cheese with me.
I'm taking that Dairy cheese triangle into the afterlife. Thank you very much indeed. Right, it's time to torture Matt Ford. There's nothing else for it. I'm very excited about this week's. Stay tuned for Torturing Matt Ford on Absolute Radio.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranged her car miles from home, and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Aviva can help solve this car insurance conundrum. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping solve your car insurance puzzle? It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Onward travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
In the Dream Stock Clearance Sale, shop massive savings on a wide range of beds and mattresses, all with free delivery. Dreams. Love your bed. Exclusions apply.
Breathe it in. That new car smell. It comes as standard with every brand new car found on Auto Trader. And there's no need to hold your breath, because we have thousands of brand new cars ready to roll. Brand new cars found at Auto Trader.
When one's role is to deliver good news to the nation, one mustn't take it lightly. So let me put on my regal voice as I, Tom Allen, declare that in People's Postcode Lottery's October draws, you could win a share of £20.4 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dreamier holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of September. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Good dinner party?
Fun.
But you definitely blew our budget.
Budgets are meant to budge.
You got everyone a gift, but it wasn't anyone's birthday.
Says the person who gave a coupon as a tip last week.
Well, you bought a chandelier for a one-bedroom flat.
At least I didn't sublet the couch.
It's extra income. And keep it down. Joe is sleeping.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from age 7. So for help tackling your finances, search Barclays Make Money Work For You.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale is now on. With up to £200 off package holidays, you can save on our already unbeatable prices. Search EasyJet Holidays or see your local travel agents. Select the dates up to the 31st of the 3rd, 26. Book by 11pm, the 1st of the 10th, 24. See price guarantee online. Minimum spend required. Atoll protected. T's and C's apply.
Hearty Food Co. Spaghetti. Price matched at only 28p for 500 grams at Tesco. to create a traditional spaghetti bolognese when impressing friends, or a not-so-traditional spag bol for after-school tea. That's true value. Tesco. Every little helps.
Serving suggestion price match 29th of the 8th pro rata versus GBLD. Check twice weekly. Excludes promos. Selected stores. Excludes Express and Northern Ireland. Details tesco.com/LD price match.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
I'm only happy when it rains.
So each week we invite you to text in rock and roll football some hours after we've come off air with the topic that we were discussing carefully hidden so that Matt Ford will read it out and not know that he's promoting our show on his own. Last week, after our discussion about electrical nemeses, we asked you to text in with electrical items carefully hidden inside your text message. We have a reigning champion who's won 2 weeks in a row. A new player has stepped up. Oof. With not just one, not just two, not just three, but four items hidden in their text message, and here it is.
Sue in Clifton is going to have some soup, stock and lentils into a slow cooker.
Ooh,
and then when you get,
yes,
she gets home from work, she's going to stick it in a blender, put the rest in the freezer to microwave when she next needs
great
equipment.
Great advice, batch cooking.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Can I reveal to you now, Angela?
Yeah.
And to producer Jeff and to the nation, I am Sue from Clifton.
No! Did you know that, Jeff, producer? Honestly, his face, wow.
I am so pleased. I can't tell you. And you know what makes it even sweeter? I sent that from the bath. I don't know why it makes it nicer for me. I was naked in a lovely warm bath and I had their show on. They started talking about soup. Sue didn't suggest that. They were talking about soup anyway. Audie was banging on about his soup recipe and I spotted a window and I leapt headfirst through it.
And they the bar has been set for it.
Absolutely. 4 electrical items. I've been Sue from Clifton for years.
That's your weekend name.
I mention him every week. Ken Bruce has read Sue from Clifton's text messages. The wonderful, God rest his soul, Steve Wright, read messages from Sue from Clifton. I have been texting in radio shows, 5 Live, Absolute, anything I'm listening to. They all love Sue from Clifton. And I hope that when I die, somebody pieces them all together.
Makes a montage. Has 4D ever read out Sue from Clifton before?
That's a first. That is a first. I thought he might spot it.
I had this sort of vision of 4D thinking he's got this massive super fan, this Sue from Clifton.
I was worried it was a bit too on the nose, to be honest, because there's nothing about football in there. What we do is we invite the listeners to sort of use football as a way of getting in there. So this week, in honour of you bringing a tomato,
right.
And I respect you so much for doing it, because Kerry's had 3 weeks and she literally can't get out of her house for him. And she hasn't managed. So as homage to you bringing me a tomato, fruits and vegetables in your text messages to Matt Ford on Rock and Roll Football this afternoon. If you've got some, you're a massive football fan.
Yeah, I'm more of a fruit and veg fan. And I'm quite a pun fan though. Can I think of anything? Like maybe you could talk about a player who's a has-been.
Oh, see, that's straight in there. That's wonderful.
Or, I don't know, do you have runners in football? Is he a... Find the runner.
If you can get runner and has been in the same message, famously, it's been very wet this week, lots of rain. There is a leak at Old Trafford.
Oh.
It made the news. So you could perhaps send him a message about the leak at Old Trafford.
Nice. Yeah, I'm
Get as many as you can in. The bar has been set 4. If you could do 4, wonderful. I will take 1 kumquat. If you can get kumquat in there, I don't mind what else is in the text messages. But if you can make him say it on Absolute Radio this afternoon, you will be next week's champion. This week's champion is me.
Next week's champion, kumquat May.
Oh, lovely. Thank Angela
you.
Barnes.
Thank everybody. You. Thank you.
Don't waste your time on me.
So, Angela, our time together is nearing an end.
Oh, John, it's been lovely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in, because I know how busy you are. Your tour went on sale this week.
It did. It went on sale yesterday, in fact.
How exciting.
So, tickets are alarmingly available.
I think they're allowed to be available.
There's, I think it's only been a day.
Where so many people sell out, like, in 7 hours. There's this great pressure. They're like, no, I'm just going to... I'll slow and steady. I'll do my interviews. As long as they're full by the time I get there, that'll be lovely.
That's exactly how I work. Slow burn. That's...
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you want the kind of fans who aren't there queuing. Do you know what I mean? I think you want the kind of people who are just going to take their time and get there when they're ready.
It's too much pressure as well. If somebody's been sitting on a computer all night, I've got to deliver a show that's worth that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Too much pressure.
Absolutely.
Can't handle it. So take your time, guys. There's plenty of time.
Get your tickets up in a month or so?
Yeah, night before, probably. Fine.
When do you actually hit the road?
I hit the road in February, so
okay.
Got a bit of time. But they make good Christmas presents, yeah. That's what I think.
Absolutely they do.
For your mum, dad,
whoever, isn't it?
You know. Yeah, buy them for your friends, your enemies. I'm not fussy, whoever. I don't care. I'll take any bums on any seats.
I hope your front row now is just full of groups of two, one who's really happy and one is absolutely fuming.
I would love to look out and see that every night. I really would.
What is the show called?
So it's called Angst, John, which I feel is something you can relate to.
Absolutely. Sign me up.
It's sort of, because I'm a little bit older than you, John, but not. I'm 47, nearly 48, and I speak a bit of German. And Germans have a great word for it, which is Torschlusspanik, which means fear of the closing gate. And it's that sort of, oh, I'm halfway through my life and there's all this stuff I haven't done. And I wanted to call the show that, but my agent quite wisely went, and how are people going to Google that? So I've gone with angst, which is also
five
a German
letters.
Word. You know what that's going to be about. It's about being a worrier. I'm a worrier, John. Although when I'm with you, I feel less of a worrier.
Yes, you're welcome.
I feel like you take some of the burden of the worry from me. So it's sort of about being one of life's pessimists, but it's got me this far. So, you know.
I even didn't want to ask you that because what I know you are is really funny. So I'm guessing what it really is, the show, is just a load of funny jokes.
It's loads of jokes crammed into a theme is what it is, John. Yeah.
Because people like that, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't hear a lot of it said anymore, but people like going to watch something funny that makes them laugh.
Exactly that. So. And one thing I like doing is writing jokes. So.
And are you everywhere? Is there somewhere you're not going out of principle?
So when not out of principle, I've even put Guildford in, which usually I try to avoid. But when people, it's just the spring leg of the tour that's on sale at the moment.
Oh,
so please
God,
don't come at
point.
Me going, why aren't you coming to Scotland? Why aren't you coming to... I will be, but I'll be going there in the autumn and those tickets aren't on sale yet. So please don't come at me if I'm not in your back garden.
And equally, do you know what I think?
Yeah.
Don't. If you're an Angela Barnes super fan and you live in Bute, don't fly to the Plymouth date because you don't think she's coming to Scotland.
Yeah.
I have absolute fear when people say, I think, oh God, what if they've... Because I would do that. I've done that for the Proclaimers. I make no bones about it.
Yeah.
You see the Proclaimers when the diary permits, and I travel to Warwick from my house in Surbiton to see the Proclaimers. And I do it again.
Yeah, they're great live, aren't they, the Proclaimers?
Oh, wonderful. Right up until the end when they played a song for all the Scottish people and I felt like they didn't really want me to be there. And it was sort of the happiest bit in the room. All the Scottish people stood up and sort of jumped up and down and I just sat in my chair.
I feel like I shouldn't be here. I'm an imposter.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for liking you. But I'm not from Scotland. I just like your songs. Is that all right? I welcome all non-Lancastrians to come and see me.
Yeah.
Not Southerners, only Northerners, but
you
don't have to
be
from Lancashire.
Fair enough.
Angela Barnes, on tour, nationwide. You've heard how funny she is. Get your tickets for Christmas.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, Aviva can help solve this car insurance conundrum. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Breaking the news is up to him, though.
Darling?
Helping solve your car insurance puzzles? It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Energy threads through everything we do, from this radio show to your home or your phone, to school halls, to market stalls, to dance floors and the full-time scores, to box-set binges, to takeaways, to celebrating birthdays. That's why National Grid is working to deliver the Great Grid Upgrade, the largest overhaul of the electricity grid in generations, connecting more clean, affordable wind power to you and all the things you love to do. The Great Grid Upgrade. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
Buy our electric car, they say. 1,000-mile range, they say. The seats give massages, they say. How much? You say, they say. But at 14,995, the award-winning Dacia Spring 100% electric is the UK's most affordable new electric car. So what do you say? Visit a Dacia retailer to find out more. Based on manufacturer's recommended retail price as of March 3rd, for verification visit dacia.co.uk/gamechanger.
Are you being kept in the dark when it comes to your pension fees?
Hello? Who turned the light off?
This is wildly unhelpful.
Most pension providers charge percentage fees. This means you could pay more as your pension grows. But at Interactive Investor, you pay a low flat fee, which means you could save more and have more money in retirement. The II Personal Pension. A Which? Recommended SIP for the third year running.
Hello?
SIP values can fluctuate and you could get back less than you invest.
When one's role is to deliver good news to the nation, one mustn't take it lightly. So let me put on my regal voice as I, Tom Allen, declare that in People's Postcode Lottery's October draws, you could win a share of £20.4 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dreamier holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of September. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
And you join us now with this penalty shootout locked at an unbelievable 19-all.
Yeah, I hope these fans haven't got a train to catch.
2019 now. Oh, this is going to be a long night.
You're telling me.
Last train home won't wait for penalties. Better get a Travel Lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Money Super 7, your mission. Saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
Radio is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio 90s. Download it now. Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Hillary's flash event is now on. Get an extra 10% off everything until the 30th of September. That's on top of up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles, including our innovative thermal blinds, helping you keep your home cooler in summer and extra warm in winter. And all backed by our price promise, so you can be sure to get Hillary's quality at the best value. Visit hillarys.co.uk to book your free home appointment. But be quick, extra savings will be gone in a flash. Conditions apply.
It's a lot of pounds, 250,000 of them. And we guarantee someone will win all that cash. For your chance to win, enter the draw now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2. Or call 0330-880-4594. Calls are charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only, and all the rules for this radio network competition are on our website. Lines close Friday the 4th of October at 5 p.m. If we call, all you have to do is answer the phone and you'll win a quarter of a million pounds. Enter now. Text WIN to 81215.
You could win a quarter of a million pounds. Absolute Radio.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Thank you.
So, Angela, I can't thank you enough for coming in. You've been... what can I say? You've been Kerry Godliman and a half.
Oh, thank you. You're calling me fat? No, it's fine.
And I'm glad our time together is ending with this tension. Just hanging in the air. Who's slightly insulted you. What we have to do is name the show. It will go out as a podcast for those unable to join us live. What would you title today's show? Sort of, I don't want to say witty because it puts you under pressure, but some sort of reference to what we've discussed today.
I feel like we need to get in your dirty electrical fault. That needs mentioning, I think, because it's been quite
my filthy electrics.
Your filthy electrics, or the fact that you've gone cardigan for it. Like, I can't remember what phrase you used to describe yourself in your hoodie. There was a word you used.
Cool and sexy?
Yeah, sure, fit. We'll go with that. John's yeah. Cool and sexy hoodie.
Like a Hollywood superstar.
In a hoodie? Yeah.
Yeah,
like a Hollywood superstar putting the milk bottles out.
It's from a retailer whose name is reminiscent of somebody with a large visage.
Got you.
I made that too subtle. And my daughter absolutely loves pointing at it and shouting at me whenever she sees. I've gone for get a roofer to check your shingles.
Nice.
Because of your sort of survey and the house buying stuff, but also a reference to our...
It's good wordplay for the double word of shingles. My yes. other suggestion might be Queen Bee, just because that would really annoy my husband. Yeah. I mean, that would really annoy him. That's the only motivation for that.
That's enough for me. That is enough for me to bring that tension into your house. So you can listen to this week's show as a podcast, Queen Bee, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window.
that's it for our show this week. Emil Franchi is next, and then there will be rock and roll football if you want to send in your fruit and vegetable puns for them to read out. Angela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a joy. What a lovely way to spend a morning.
I would love to have you back if that sort of thing interests you.
I'll be back, don't you worry.
I realised as I said that, what could you possibly say? What an incredible end to the show if you just stared at me and said...
Talk to my agent, yeah?
The worst thing is we've got the same agent as well. That'll be a very frosty conversation. Well, Angela, come back. Yeah, I've sent you an email. Maybe read that in your own time.
Yeah, sure.
But thanks so much for your company. Thank you to Jeff for looking after us today. And we send our best wishes to Will, who is poorly this week, but we hope he gets better soon. And thank you for listening. Have a great week. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye.
Like a welcome bonus up to £150. Then play incredible at 32 Red. 18 plus begambleaware.org. New accounts only. Minimum £10 deposit. Up to 50 times wagering. Max stakes apply. Visit 32red.com for full terms.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people.
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Aviva can help solve this car insurance conundrum. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved, so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping solve your car insurance puzzles? It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Or tomorrow.
Psst, did you know for a limited time, if you order McDelivery on the McDonald's app, you can get a free hash brown? Who's in then?
Yeah, I'm in.
Me too.
McDelivery. You in? 18 plus, only on app. First 250,000 redemptions. Minimum £15 menu spend. Subject to participation and availability. Terms and delivery fees apply.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla, menu board for Sunday. Ehi meri peli garsi. Ehi me horn chalondina.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Free Disney dining and drinks is back at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, where magic finds its way into every moment. Book selected 2025 packages and get free dining and drinks, a 14-day ticket for the price of 7, and enjoy extra savings when you book at your local TUI store or at tui.co.uk. Offer ends 7th of November. Selected 2025 arrivals and Disney resorts. Conditions and exclusions apply.
In Wren's summer clearance event, get a Neff dishwasher for £149. Offer applies when you buy 5 or more units. Ends the 9th of October.
Energy threads through everything we do, from this radio show to your home or your phone, to school halls, to market stalls, to dance floors and the full-time scores, to box set binges, to takeaways, to celebrating birthdays. That's why National Grid is working to deliver the Great Grid Upgrade, the largest overhaul of the electricity grid in generations, connecting more clean, affordable wind power to you and all the things you love to do. The Great Grid Upgrade. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
Whether you're screaming from the stands or the sofa, Virgin Bet has even more for you to shout about this season, because we're giving you a totally free bet builder on a selected football match every week this season. So get ready to make some noise. Join us and claim your bet builder free bet every week. Virgin Bet, a good bet. Use Bet Builder free bet on selected match by kickoff. Min odds evens. Max one free bet, £1 to £20. Except via pop-up. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Bet responsibly. Gamblerware.org.
Live radio and exclusive playlists. All on your phone. With Rayo. Download for free now. If you'd prefer to hear the news, you're in luck. It's next.
The Virgin Atlantic Holidays Sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world. Make waves in the Caribbean. Go full throttle in Orlando. Or fully unwind in the Maldives. But the biggest deal of all, you can book in store and online right now. The Virgin Atlantic Holidays Sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginholidays.co.uk.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Gavin Rutter. The Israeli military says it's assassinated Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. It follows a wave of airstrikes at the militant group's central headquarters in Beirut. Emergency crews are racing to rescue people trapped in flooded homes in the US affected by Hurricane Helene. At least 44 people have been killed across 5 states. The son of Mohammed Al-Fayed says allegations against him have thrown into question the loving memory he has of him. Several women claim they were sexually assaulted by the former Harrods owner, who died last year. And Philip Schofield has reflected on how dark life became as he returns to television. The presenter, who's starring in Channel 5's Castaway, discusses his affair with a younger male colleague that saw him leave ITV.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says if Arsenal want a battle, they'll give them one.
OK, you propose me, OK. And then, you want a war? Now we war. The type of challenge that Arsenal challenges... I understand it.
The title rivals drew 2-2 last week, with City's players accusing their opponents of using the dark arts to get a positive result. But the champions head to Newcastle this lunchtime. Elsewhere, defending champions Celtic visit St Johnstone in the Scottish Premiership. A Swiss rider has died a day after suffering a serious head injury at the Road Cycling World Championships. 18-year-old Muriel Furrer crashed while competing in the junior women's race in Zurich. And Wales will be hoping to get off to a good start as they attempt to bounce back to the top level of Rugby Union's women's WXV. They take on Australia in Cape Town.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
A bright day across much of England with sunny spells, a chance of showers in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Feeling chilly with temperatures just a little below average for this time of year.
Oh, hi. Listen, £250,000, it would be nice, wouldn't it? If anyone said no, you're mad, right? You could win this next week if you text WIN to 81215 right now. The text to £2 plus your standard network rate. You can also enter online at absoluteradio.co.uk, and that is £2 as well. Or you can call 0330-880-4594. Calls charged at your standard rate. You have to be over 18, and all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are on the website as well. Lines will close 5 o'clock next Friday. Gemma Atkinson giving you a ring. Make sure you answer the phone. You don't need to say make me a winner. There's no phrase with this. You don't need to remember the amounts. You don't have to even pick up in five rings. Just answer the phone and you win £250,000 to give yourself the best end to the year possible. It'll be in your bank account straight away and it's a guaranteed winner. So it could be you picking up that phone and then laughing your way on holiday to the shops, wherever you want to go with that kind of money. If you want £250,000, text WIN to 81215 right now.
You could win a quarter of £1 million.
Sorry, Absolute I was just thinking about six radio. Figures in the bank accounts. Imagine having that. Go and get yourself involved. Hello, this is Emil Franchi, in for Sarah Champion, with you till 2 o'clock. Thanks to John Richardson. Kaiser Chiefs on the way after a band who support the team my team are against today at 12:30. So this is a great start for me. Oasis on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. You gotta-